Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the 27th episode of Loud and Anxious. This is Serena.
And this is Murat.
How are you, Murat?
Good. I sense a diminish in your energy at the start of the episode.
Yeah, I start to, what do you mean?
So you used to start like screaming and yelling, but now you are so much more soft, let's say.
Okay, yeah, maybe because I'm getting used to it. Or maybe because I'm tired. I don't know. You know, on Saturday, normally I feel so tired even if I don't do anything.
But generally, I also feel so tired on Saturday because I drink in Friday nights.
No, I didn't do. Actually, I went to bed at 10 yesterday.
Really?
Didn't do anything. I was so tired. I don't know. I think it's stress or something.
Well, yesterday, when I start watching Netflix, even a movie or series, I cannot get myself out of the couch. So we literally yesterday we were going to watch one movie, we ended up watching two movies and we started a new series. I also affect AJ, I think, about it, but well, we watched the new movie of your beloved Henry Cahill, the Superman.
Oh, the Witcher, you
the
mean?
The Witcher, yeah.
I don't know him as a Superman. I know him as
a Witcher.
The Witcher.
So he has a new movie. He's playing Sherlock Holmes. And it was the movie of Enola Holmes.
With muscles?
Does yeah, you
he
don't.
Have muscles?
Yeah, he has muscles. The thing that was, it was very disturbing for me that he's very big. Yeah, literally his arms are bigger than my my legs.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's very muscular, like he's like huge.
Mm-hmm.
But they put it in like nice dresses, not dress, but you know the.
Because it's from the Victorian era.
Yeah. He plays Sherlock Holmes in that movie.
Uh-huh.
And Sherlock Holmes, in my mind, is like a really
thin
guy.
Yeah.
Who works on in the brain more than muscles. So he looked totally.
Why did they pick him up?
I really don't know. I think they should have picked someone else.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Yeah, he didn't have a big role because the movie was about the sister of Sherlock Holmes and not Sherlock Holmes himself. So he was like a cameo. So he was one of the side characters.
But is it a movie?
Yeah, it's a movie.
Oh, okay.
It's a very nice movie. I'm a big fan of Sherlock Holmes. Also the books or the Sherlock series from
BBC.
Yeah, that one.
It was very nice.
Yeah. So, and once we saw the movie, we dropped everything. We said, okay, let's watch it because both AJ also likes it. So we started with this, and then we moved to Red. Do you know that it was a DC comic?
Oh no, I don't know. Hmm.
So it's one of my favorite movies. So it's action comedy altogether. I like it. So we watched the first movie a couple of days ago. So we watched the second. But then we should sleep. It was already 12. But I literally cannot quit watching something. So we started the Umbrella Academy.
This is something on my to-do list to watch. But so far...
Let's see. So we ended up sleeping around 2.
Okay. No, for me, it's a period that I'm not really watching any movie. Maybe I turn one on, but then I'm starting to do something else.
Mm-hmm.
So normally there are movies that are already seen and it's just for the background, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But not even so much, which I'm happy because sometimes I binge watched too much.
Yeah.
So
that I do. The series, the German series called Dark... It's 26 episode of 1 hour, so basically 26 hours.
Yeah.
We finished it in 1 week.
That's good. At least it's not one day.
Yeah, but because one day is 24 hours.
So you can imagine like a little bit more than one day. It means that you basically live with the episode on.
Yeah, well but when I start to binge watch something, it's really dangerous.
Yeah.
It was the same, for example, when the Harry Potter book released, whichever book, I was buying it the day that it released and I literally couldn't close it and sleep.
Yeah.
So I was reading it until morning.
It happened to me with the Da Vinci Code. I read it in one afternoon. In 8 hours, actually.
Yeah, but it's also very easy to read. I also read it in one go, I remember. Yeah.
But besides this, anything else to share with our 5 listeners?
No, nothing special, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
So it's quite monotone, and I was chatting with a friend of mine earlier today. I think I need a bigger break, not only for 3-4 days, but like 2-3 weeks. Mm-hmm. But again, when I'm thinking about it, if I don't go anywhere, so I will, it will be the same for me.
Yeah, which is the point. Is the same problem I have. Mm. Gladly, I was able to go and to Italy, my parents. Yeah. Mm-hmm. For 3 weeks. But now I start to feel trapped again, like mm-hmm. tired, but mentally tired because of the situation.
Yeah.
Well, let's see. I try to keep myself busy with this podcast, with other projects.
Mm-hmm.
Let's keep up until we will come back to normal life. I hope it will not happen in 5 years.
Yeah,
but definitely will happen.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, I cannot even imagine a situation in which we are not getting back.
I think at one point there will be a medication or a vaccine
mm-hmm.
that will bring everything back to normal. But I totally lost all my trust to humankind. Without a medication or a vaccination, we won't be able to kill this virus, because people just cannot stay at home or stay 2 meters apart of each other or wear a mask.
Yeah,
it's amazing. We are both of our engineers, and we are working in a company with, yeah, they say that they hire the best people, right? Mm-hmm. So the IQ level should be expected to be high, right?
Mm-hmm.
I hear people that argue with the rule to wear a mask.
Well, the thing that shocked me is that it's such a simple gesture, you know. Is, I mean, it might be effective, it might not be effective. We can discuss about it, but at the end, which is the problem to wear a mask?
The only thing acceptable for me, if you have an allergy or something that will makes you even worse to wear that mask.
Yeah, but there are so many other tissues that you can use.
Yeah.
Like, you can even make it with cotton if you like.
Yeah.
The only thing is to create a barrier
a physical barrier, right?
Mm-hmm. So, for me, it's not really a big problem. Mm-hmm. And the only problem I have is that sometimes I forget.
Mm-hmm.
But for the rest, I mean, as people are wearing glasses or like bracelets or mm-hmm. whatever, caps, they can also wear a mask. I mean, now if you go to Amazon, you can find all really nice masks like with a lot of drawings and colorful and so on, so you can even be like stylish mm-hmm. or so. I really don't understand which is which is the problem. Maybe it's if you decided by yourself that you keep it in order to save mm-hmm. to keep safe everyone. Yeah, it's not really a limitation of freedom. And which is your freedom, by the way, that the other people see your mouth?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, for me, I really don't understand why there's so many issues about all these rules, you know.
I think it's just protesting for the sake of protesting. Yeah, they don't have anything logical to tell about this.
The only thing that we can do is just to protect mm-hmm. ourselves and the people around us. I think it's enough. I mean, mm-hmm. I don't know. For me, everything is so ridiculous and.
Mm-hmm. So that's why I just said that I lost my faith in humanity.
Yeah,
to be
but
honest,
I lost
it already
long
years
time ago.
Yeah, but this shows me that literally that something which is crushing the society, the economy, the health. So it's a threat, right? Even that it is proven to be a threat for the society as we know it right now,
mm-hmm.
people cannot act. This is just a whole new level than to what I used to see, let's say.
I think that there will be like a turning point when a lot of people will be dead. So at least these dead people will be like a parent of someone
mm-hmm.
or a friend of someone. And then also these people that are complaining, they will mm-hmm. realize that people that they love
mm-hmm.
are dead or mm-hmm. they're dying, and maybe they will change their mind. I think it would be the only thing that can happen, or there would be vaccine or medicine, and then everything become too normal. Eh? But
well, I'm more intended to go to the vaccination. Otherwise, it will be like 4-5 billion deaths until they realize that we should do something about
in
it.
The U.S. is crazy. In the U.K., they're saying that now they're going to close stuff. They're really at the turning point. It's increasing in Europe. In India, is a suicide. I mean, the only countries that they are going pretty well, like big countries, are China, because mm-hmm. they're like, they're following the rules. Yeah. And Australia, I guess that is for the same reason, plus they are not allowing mm-hmm. anyone to enter into Australia normally, you can imagine right now.
The other day I read in the Turkish news that in North Korea there was a new law that they were like in the border there were armed people. If other people from other countries come at least 1.5 kilometer, they will shoot them.
Why, for corona?
Yeah.
But I mean,
it's a prevention.
I can imagine that there's like plenty of people from all around the world that they want to go to North Korea right now, right? Yeah. Like they're literally like hiding in forests and stuff like this in order mm-hmm. to enter to the mm-hmm. to North Korea. But okay, this is another story.
Yeah.
So, what are we going to talk about today?
Well, today we decided to do something different with you. So, realized that we didn't make some playlists for some time for each other, and we decided to do some playlists that we are sure that the other person will hate.
So the music that is inside is something that the other person will totally hate and
yes.
will not be able to listen to.
Yeah. But we also
we challenge ourselves to listen
the old songs
that they are there. There are five.
Yeah, there are five songs, so it's mm-hmm. not the end of the world. And I was being very kind because the Dream Theater song that I initially put was 24 minutes. Then I said that I don't want to kill this girl, so I put a shorter song.
I was also surprised that you put such a song because it was not so bad after all.
No, but all the songs there are the songs that I actually like and listen. But I thought that you would be bored to death.
Well, I told you I made a strategy. Mm-hmm. So I use it as music for going walking in the park. So it was 8 o'clock and the sun was not really shining. And it was really like a nice atmosphere. And it was close to the... It was very good with the songs that mm-hmm. you choose for me. There was a song from Soen that mm-hmm. reminds me a little bit of Perfect Circle.
Mm-hmm.
So it was also bearable.
Mm-hmm.
I totally ate the one from Pain of Salvation.
So maybe we should first tell the songs that we put in the playlist.
Yes, actually we didn't even finish to tell what we were talking about, but okay. This is another, we have another structure for this episode.
Yeah. So we won't be reviewing talking about a new band, but we just kind of challenged each other to listen those songs until the end, and then we will comment about the songs. But I'm now trying to find my playlist, and I put five songs. The first song was from Dream Theater, Space Divest. The second one was Pain of Salvation, Chainsling. The third one from Soen, Vitriol. The fourth one is Avenged Sevenfold, Save Me. And the last one is the Foreshadowing, Departure.
Yeah, probably the one that I hated the most was from Avenged Sevenfold.
You cannot stand them, right?
Yeah, I think that their music is totally pointless.
Yeah, well, for me, this album is a special album of Avenged Sevenfold because this album is the first album that they recorded after their drummer died. And I think in this album, they are literally genuine about their feelings. And in this album, the drummer that plays for them is Mike Portnoy. And you can... it's important, yeah.
But this was the song that I hated the most.
Mm-hmm.
After there was the Pain of Salvation song. Also there I found it really horrible, especially in the scene, in the people that are singing. There were two people singing, right?
Yeah, two people.
I really didn't like it.
Really?
Yeah.
For me, it's one of my favorite songs in Pain of Salvation.
Okay, good. our tastes are
it's very alike. Different, yeah.
The rest was okay. The other three songs, the Dream Theater song and the last one,
mm-hmm.
That was, what was the band?
The Foreshadowing, okay. Departure.
They were quite atmospheric, so it was nice. Actually, the last one looked like a song from opera rock? Rock opera? Kind of?
It's a gothic band more. Okay. Yeah. It's an Italian band. So first of all, so that's why I put. But the thing is, when you listen the song for the first time, it's very fun. But the whole albums and all the songs are literally the same. That's why I put I thought that you would find it very dull.
Yeah, but this is the pity of not the pity but the characteristic of GOAT in my opinion.
So it's very low tempo and really it the song starts and ends and you don't nothing changes in your life.
No.
Nothing is added, nothing is removed, just 5 minutes passed and that's all.
Yeah, true.
Well, I was very surprised that you like Space Divest. I was expecting that you will just drop dead because it's a very low tempo song.
Oh, Dream Theater song. Yeah, Dream Theater song. No, why not? As I said, it was a nice atmosphere for my walk. And from time to time, I listen to melodic music. I mean, I don't know which idea you have about me, but
no, your playlist was.
Yeah, my playlist was like you know, I listen to a very different type of genre, and since I had this challenge, I decided to load you with the most harsh music that I have.
Just before
that I listen.
Before going to your playlist, yes. I want to hear your opinion about the Soyan song, the Vitriol. Because I had this feeling that you had a small spark of love towards Soyan after that song.
I had what?
It's a kind of a little spark that moves you through the that maybe you would like Soyan in one.
No, this is a very stretch statement. As I said, it remembers me a little bit a Perfect Circle that I like, but there are much more boring than them.
Okay.
So I think that one of their influence is A Perfect Circle, but the rest is,
boring.
No, it's like really without taste in mind. It's tasteless.
Okay.
This is my impression, and maybe the song is nice, but I listen to them on stage and I don't like them. It's not bad. These are bands that if I go to festival and they're playing, maybe in the night when I'm tired, I will go to listen to them, because you know, you just want to go to sleep, so it's a nice lullaby. But for the rest, I will never put it on my Spotify.
Okay. Okay.
And I'm drunk also, but this is you know, this is also the strange thing that you make like a playlist for me that should bore me to death, and I make you a playlist that should bleed your ears.
Yeah, I literally wanted to kill myself. Yeah,
it's like this different strategy.
True. I realize that you are much more violent person than me.
This is true.
Just want to just, you know, with the monotone of the meme, but I think I'm more dangerous than you.
So really?
Because literally you can die from boredom in real life, but well, this your playlist was just to make me suffer.
Well, do I have to read the title of the?
Yeah, please, because okay. I did my.
So what I listed in my playlist? First song, of course, gold song. How do you say it? Like classic song, song from Cannibal Corpse. I Come Blood. Then I thought to switch to something a little bit more harsher, so I put some grind stuff from Rectus Magma, Slime Wine's Wing. Then I thought about hardcore that is not metal but is harsh. So
yeah, but
we did not really.
Also, the song that you chose, it just broke my heart.
Oh yeah, because
and you were not aware of that.
Exactly, you said it was a cover from
a Pantera song.
Pantera song, so it was kind of metal also.
Mm-hmm.
Then I put Duma that I spoke about that.
Yeah, two episodes ago.
This experimental noise. And at the end, I close with Our Beloved Manowar, Kings of Metal.
Yeah,
this was just because I wanted to be nice with you.
Yeah, but to be honest, when I come to the last song of the playlist, I was, for the first time, I was very happy to hear Manowar, to be honest.
Yeah,
because
so.
Oh, after all this suffering, no, but literally...
I do enjoy, because you asked me before, do you enjoy to listen to this thing? I'm not listening to this kind of music every day, but I've been to 3 Cannibal Corpse concerts. So I listen to them sometimes, mostly in concert. I like it much more in concert than on, because you feel the vibration of the instrument, respect to Spotify. Spotify is just make everything
flat.
Okay, grindcore is true. I don't listen so often. I just listen because I have some.
Even the name is disgusting.
But the grindcore is like
this. Rectal smegma. Do you know what a smegma is? It's like a slime that your body creates.
Oh,
like
this kind of poop, basically, rectus magma.
Yeah, not poop, but it's like ödema. So it's like even worse than poop.
Yeah, but it's normal. I mean, I didn't put like a gore grind song. Then it would be or like a porn grind maybe. Mm. But I don't know any band that plays porn grind, to be honest.
Such a shame. Such a shame that you don't know that.
But then, okay, the rest, come on, hardcore, it's fine.
Define fine, please.
Like, I mean, it's listenable. I mean, as long as it's like one song.
No, but I didn't die, so I listened like 25 minutes worth of bullshit. But no, the thing is, for me, Cannibal Corpse, I put it aside. I think in a festival or stuff, I would also watch them and probably will jump with that because it gives you the energy, right?
Yeah.
To do that. The slime is just no. Even the if slime. The thing is, when I see the name of the band, I will just leave the.
But how long was this song? Because normally grindcore song lasts 30 seconds.
No, 3-4 minutes. It was something.
Also, it was a very special grind song.
Yeah, it was one of a kind for
one me. One of the longest grindcore song.
And the hardcore song, this fucking hostile.
Because I need to specify, it's not hardcore punk, it's really hardcore.
Mm-hmm.
Like
it was basically bass punching my eardrums, let's say.
Yeah, this is
electronic music.
But this is the effect that needs to do to you.
Yeah, but
maybe if you take drugs, it would be better.
I was just going to say that this music, I think it's just for to give you the simplest rhythm possible so that you enjoy your hallucinogen or whatever just took.
You know, this is the third song mm-hmm. that use a metal cover. I found so there's a third hardcore song that is based on a metal cover. Mm-hmm. I found also Sonne from Rammstein.
Mm-hmm.
That was from Para Italia, I think he's the DJ. And Fear of the Dark from
Iron
Dr.
Maiden.
Peacock. The DJ is Dr. DJ Peacock that use the mm-hmm. Iron Maiden song. So I think it's quite common. And I think the reason is because they're energetic. So, I mean, also hardcore is energetic. So
classic metal is simple, actually, when you think about the
Rammstein time. Rammstein are not classic metal.
Yeah, but industrial metal is simpler than classic metal. It's made to be listened to by the common folks.
Okay,
when we move to the fourth, well, I knew that you spoke about Duma, so I knew that it was really a pain experience.
Yeah, it's a painful experience.
Yeah, for me, but each time when you pick a band like this to review, I really admire your courage, I would say, and your patience. For me, it's not bearable, even.
Mm. I don't know. For me, it depends on what they bring, like the message. It's like a contemporary art.
Yeah, that I agree. So I needed maybe to take out one song from an album.
Mm-hmm.
It's not very. It's not explanatory for the album. So I think you should take it as a whole, and you need to see. You do some research, but again, you need to be very. You need to put time and effort for that, and I won't do that probably.
I know.
No, but when I listen to music, I want to enjoy it. I want to feel the emotions, not to read what emotion should I feel.
True. What about the last one? Did you become a Manowar fan?
I put my leather pants on.
Okay.
I just hop on my dog because I don't have a horse, so we galloped inside the house. really, even in this playlist, the most basic and plain song was from Manowar.
Yeah,
so it was.
It's
fun songs, but again, for example, if we go to if possible, when we go to the Manowar concert in Rotterdam, I think
we decided we will go, right?
Yeah, we decided, but if it remains, I think we will have a nice time.
Yeah, Why?
Yeah, because you know that there's a huge crowd that that are so hyped about those leather guys.
Maybe we can pretend that we are super Manowar fan and see what will happen. Like people will offer us beer because we are like brothers and sisters or stuff like this. I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I should think about my outfit actually. Maybe I can buy like a corset, like made by
For
fake
the
leather or so.
We have lots of Greek friends. We can ask them to maybe to style you like a Greek goddess or.
Oh, okay. Can be an idea.
A warrior, let's say. They did have some warriors, like female warriors in ancient Greece.
Most.
But you are also coming from Italy, so you also have some nice Roman armor. You should have.
I want to dress up as a Viking. I mean,
you are 150. What kind of Viking is 150?
I think that Manowar likes Vikings and stuff. Like, you know, from the North
I think
Europe.
They like all kinds of warriors, so. Doesn't if you have a plate or mail armor, you will be good to go.
And I have the feeling that if you're a Manowar fan and you're a girl, you should show your boobs. I don't know, I have this feeling.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, because those old school metal bands, they are very used to see fan boobs.
Yeah, but I will not just show my boobs. It's just like I keep it.
That kind of. Ah, okay. Hmm. I thought that you would just take out your t-shirt.
No.
Now, that's very common in the
80s. But I didn't do it, yeah. Okay, so was nice. We burned basically all the time
in this discussion.
Exactly. Yeah. So let's go to the next topic.
So we have a list in Loudwire of disturbing songs that also people love.
This is the most stupid article from Loudwire that I ever seen, because for me they're not disturbing.
Yeah, they are actually dramatic and generally sad songs.
Yeah, there's Polly from Nirvana, there's Change from Deftones, Black Hole Sun from Soundgarden. I mean, why is disturbing? It's a very beautiful song.
Yeah, well, to be honest, I really didn't understand. So that, for example, this example, the Adam song from Blink-182, mm-hmm. Everyone knew about the story of this song. So it's like the suicide letter of a fan.
Oh, basically. Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know.
So they used some lyrics. They used some words. Yeah, it's shocking, but I'm not sure if it's disturbing. It's heartbreaking more.
Mm-hmm.
So the same goes, for example, the Chop Suey.
Again, it's nonsense, but it's not disturbing.
I think none of them was disturbing. Maybe Danzig was disturbing, but already the guy is disturbing for me. So.
But actually, Mother is a very nice song. It's from it's Golden Age. Mm. Gold Age.
I also saw, for example, lots of drug-related songs. So mainly the bands from 90s, the late 80s and 90s, they were not. I think many of them were drug addicts at one point because it was quite common in their environment. And many 90s bands, they made songs related to their drug addiction. I think it's also one way to fight this addiction. So, for example, there was a song. It's maybe my favorite Red Hot Chili Peppers song, "Under the Bridge." So it was telling the story of the vocalist's drug addiction.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
For me, it's not disturbing at all. On the contrary, it gives a powerful message to the fans that might go do drugs to see how he was so close to lose everything, including its life, his life. That's why I didn't understand. For example, we have this ghost song called Elizabeth. Already the ghost is, as a concept, is disturbing for me. The music is shit.
No,
the
for me they're ridiculous, not disturbing, but I mean, if you only look their own face painting, it's ridiculous. Come on.
Now why you do that? For the only disturbing song can be Cannibal Corpse, Hammer Smashed Face.
The songs from Cannibal Corpse are
disturbing. So basically, we didn't like this list.
Is it physically possible to cum blood, by the way? No, I don't think so.
The thing is, if you have a certain diseases.
Oh, it's possible.
Yeah, it's possible.
Oh.
That you have some kind.
We still need to have like episode with your dad. Eh?
Yeah.
Maybe we can go for Cannibal Corpse songs
and ask him
if it's possible.
And then he will think of what this guy is doing in the Netherlands.
Yeah, exactly. But yes.
So basically, we didn't like the list.
Yeah, it was useless to talk about them. But okay.
Yeah, the list is was good in one aspect is that I read it and it gave nice information about the songs and why it isn't. But it was not disturbing at all. It was like more informative, I would say. So the second thing. This was the best article I saw, and it cannot be more real than that. So the how metal nerds choose what bands to like, and they scientifically proven it, and I think it is extremely right.
How they scientific prove it? I don't.
They have a graph already.
Yeah, that this is like a scientific proof. Okay, well, I totally agree with the graph itself. Mm-hmm.
It's extremely. On point. Elitism is everywhere.
Wait. I explained the graph so also the listener can understand. So you have like a two-axis graph. On the horizontal line, you have time, and on the vertical, you have engagement, I think. Mm-hmm. It was engagement?
Mm-hmm.
Magnitude, but it's engagement, basically. So when there's like a new band popping up, the magnitude is really high.
The green line is the hype of the fans. And the pink line is the popularity of the band, by the way.
Oh, okay.
So,
but so basically, at the beginning, the popularity is almost zero. Zero. It's increasing.
And all those elitist people, those how to say the snobs, nerds,
start to say, "Oh my God, this is so cool.
This is the best band ever." Yeah.
Yeah, we need to take more information about it, mm-hmm. whatever. And then there's a point in which the popularity and the interest from these snobs is more or less the same.
Mm-hmm.
So the popularity from snobs or metal nerds is decreasing while the popularity is increasing, and then mm-hmm. they meet in a certain point. And this point reflects...
They become mainstream.
No. This reflects the real quality of the band,
according to
the graph. Then you see like the rising of the popularity while the interest from metal nerds is decreasing until a certain peak that is called fucking sellout. So it's when
they made a big deal with a company.
Yeah, maybe. Metal nerd says that these guys are mainstreamers, they sold themselves, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then the popularity started to go lower.
To drop.
Uh-huh. To drop while the interest from these metal nerds is start to go increase up again. Until a certain point that is called underrated pioneers and it still like reflects the quality of the band
mm-hmm.
according to this graph. And then we have like another peak from the interest of the metal nerds and the complete drop of the popularity. Yeah, so...
Where they become the pioneers. The real.
Yeah, but how can they be pioneers if at that moment? Oh, because they were born at some time before.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I do agree with them. I think this is a very, very nice graph, but I also find another one in the article.
They have six or seven graphs, so they actually, it's very scientific.
Yeah, this is the reason why we think that it's scientific. But also, there's like a really nice graph that if you play in a band, maybe you should know about. Mm. This is a graph divided in four quadrants.
Mm-hmm.
And on the horizontal line, you have like a band that is popular or not popular in two quadrants.
Mm-hmm.
And on the vertical, you have band that is old and band that is new.
Mm-hmm.
So for example, if you have like a band that is popular and is new, one band that reflects these two characteristics that is in this quadrant is Linkin Park, but also Bring Me the Horizon.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, in the opposite, so band that is old and is not so popular, you have Goblin, Suffocation.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, every extreme metal band, basically. Mm-hmm. In the band that was popular and is old, you have Black Sabbath, Cannibal Corpse.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have band that was not popular and is new and is your band.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So the nice thing about this graph is that your band is in this quadrant, you know? So it's kind of funny though.
Yeah.
But it's so true.
Yeah, well, it's a topic. It's a topic that we also discuss from time to time. People really they want to be the first one who listens to the band. Like he wants to believe that he is the one who discovered it. So if some band has like more than 3 listeners daily, it's already too mainstream for certain people.
There are some metal nerds like this. Me personally, I really love some bands that they are mainstream. Like I do think that A Perfect Circle is mainstream, but the other bands that are mainstream, that they're really not worth it.
I agree, but I also think that the metal bands, any metal bands that is mainstream right now, they did something good to become to that point.
Okay.
For example, it's much more simpler to become a mainstream musician in other genres like R&B or hip hop or pop. Mm-hmm. But to become mainstream or to become a huge name as a metal or rock musicians, you literally needed to do something different. Like Iron Maiden, even Metallica, they were really, I think their initial first 5-6 albums were really good albums, even though I find it a bit boring, but it is really my point of view. Mm-hmm. They are really good metal albums. I don't find Iron Maiden dull at all, so I still listen to them quite often, let's say. Mm-hmm. So those bands, I think at least they should be respected. And when I see there are no more metal or rock superstars in the world, so starting 2000, maybe Linkin Park, and I hate them to my bones, the music, not them. Maybe they are beautiful people, but the music really I don't like, half rap, half
okay, but they changed their own style during the years. But for example, Linkin Park is a band where it was one of my favorite band when I was younger. And right now, after 20 years, I think that they were really talented, and they make really like they change the music like in a very important way. At a certain moment, they became mainstream.
Mm-hmm. But I think they were the last example of mainstream metal or rock artist. Maybe Evanescence. All the metal nerds hates Evanescence because it's so plain, but they were the last example that become something huge, and they were really overpassing the pop culture, let's say, the suppressing. But other than that, there literally is nothing. Yeah, the old bands, when they record new albums, like Tool recorded their new album last year, and they in the charts they were higher than Taylor Swift. But Tool is a band for 40 years, 35 years, so.
Yeah. Oh well, it makes you think about yourself if you're an elitist or you're just objective when you discover a new band. But for the rest, it was fun.
It's a very fun article.
Yeah, if you can find a paper that talk about in a scientific way, able to read it. I'm willing, not able. Of course, I'm able to read everything, but I'm willing to read it. And since we are always late, can we just skip to the or go to the next and last topic?
Yeah. Well, last topic is again deep metal secret state, and we realized that if you have $7,500, you can ask Steel Panther to write a song for you.
Yeah, every 2 episodes we talk about Steel Panther.
Yeah, I think we are very secretly in deep of our personalities, we are huge fans of Manowar and Steel Panther.
Yeah, it's I don't know. I mean, these guys are really fun. And
the nice thing
is that they don't take themselves so seriously, so differently than Manowar. I respect their. Do you think that they take themselves seriously?
I think so, yeah.
Oh, no, then I had another
impression. I have a feeling that Manowar takes themselves very seriously.
No, Manowar, yes, but not Steel Panther.
Steel Panther, no, I don't think. Oh, they are just making fun of everybody, I think.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, I'd respect them. Manowar, no.
And they are decent musicians. So they play, actually they play their instrument quite decently.
But I don't know if you read carefully the article. Basically what they do is not writing you a song, but they pick up one of their song and then rewrite it. Yeah,
change the lyrics for you.
I mean, well, maybe if I'm a huge fan of Steel Panther, I would do it, you know.
Yeah. I don't think that they have any huge fans.
Have you
so everyone likes them, but I don't think that there is very hardcore Steel Panther fans.
Have you checked the questionnaire?
No.
So you fill a questionnaire in which you ask which song you want to change out, and then you send the form. But the thing is that you can ask up to 2 reviews before put it to production. Mm. I think he's very honest.
Yeah. No, but I think they are getting bored because they cannot go live. And they are not doing new songs anyway, so they just keep recording
the same
song with different video clips, and they now decided to record that.
I'm thinking which would be the next genre that they will pick up.
So what they started with a pop, and then they moved to black, and let's see.
Maybe rap.
R&B, it would be perfect. You know, lots of big boobs and S's all over the place.
Yeah, then also music from the 80s, disco. No, disco is not from the 80s.
60s maybe, disco, right?
No, it's from the 70s, I guess.
We couldn't find the
we are too young to know this thing.
And I was never interested from disco music. I think it's boring.
No, I like some song. I like ABBA. I like Mamma Mia, the movie. Okay, but anyway, are we down for today?
Yes, we are down for today.
Down or done?
Done.
I said down, but okay. We are also down, I guess.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I wish a very nice evening or weekend or whatever to our listeners.
Yeah. Have a nice week.
Bye.
Bye.